right, Bob. Luckily, I don't have, like I said, I've got one pine tree in the backyard, one maple tree in the front yard. The rest of them are gone. I guess when this house, my neighbor that I had that just moved last year used to play over here, he said, when he was a kid in this yard, and it had so many trees, he said, it was nighttime in the middle of the day. It was just a forest. He said there were, it's only a 90 by 150 lot, and he said there were trees every place. So that would explain why I hit roots and stumps and all the things I do when I try and dig someplace in the yard. But when we moved in, I probably took down a half a dozen trees around the house, and then periodically I've been taking a tree down here and there. So like I said, I'm down to one pine tree in the backyard and one in the front yard, and that's it. And that's a good thing. The pine tree drops pine needles, unfortunately, but the one out front, big maple leaves, but I can contend with that, I guess. All right, next up on the list, KC8 VOA, standby KD8PAZ. Good evening, Rick.
Good evening, Ron, and everybody on the net. Hopefully everybody's having a good day. Like everybody else, it was time to do leaves, and so that's what I did on Saturday. After club breakfast, things dried up a little bit. I got out there and cleaned up some more leaves. I'd already cleaned it up once earlier in the week, where I had run the mower over top. I just chopped the leaves all up. I just let the bag fill full and then empty the bag and then go through and suck it all up after I get it all chopped up in smaller pieces. It tends to take a lot less space. Otherwise, it would have been like 27 trash cans full. I had 0.89 inches of rain in my rain gauge at 9 o'clock this morning, and it was still coming down. So I don't know what we totally got. I don't check until 9 a.m., so I have a better handle on it tomorrow morning, what we've got the rest of the day, but I don't think we got as much as we got overnight. And for myself, today, somehow I got hooked on doing something different than what I was planning on doing. I've been digging into QR codes as far as trying to organize different containers so I know what I've got in the containers without having to open everything up. So that's what I've been working on. So I'll be around for 73 around. KC8 VOA, back to KCYVF.
All righty, Rick. Like I said, yeah, with me, I worked on the garden over the weekend. I got all the rest of the vegetables out of there. They're sitting in the kitchen right now, a big basket full. And other than my Brussels sprouts, which are still out there, I leave those out until Thanksgiving. I pick what's out there off, and then the plants usually stay there until spring. I'll pull them out and then kill the rest of it. But got the winter fertilizer and weed killer in there. I got mulch leaves in there. Got it all tilled up, so it's good for the winter, at least in that. But, yep, we'll contend a few more weeks with the leaves and do what we have to. All right, next up on the list, KD8PAZ. Minnie, stand by, KE8QCO. Good evening, Minnie. Go ahead.
Well, good evening, KC8YVF. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to the rest of the guys on the net there. Got a good net going here. Me, I got my laundry done today, and that's all I've done, and I made chili for my dinner, so that turned out pretty good. Other than that, I was just sitting here watching it rain, and got my windows all wet, but I don't know how much I got. I didn't check my rain gauge, but anyway, it's been a pretty good day. This is KD8PAZ, back to KC8YVF.
All right, Melody. Chili actually sounds good, even though we had it a week ago. My daughter had a Halloween party, and they had a chili cook-off contest. So they had seven different chilies that we went through and sampled. So normally on Halloween, we have chili and grilled cheese. That's always been the family tradition for my mom and dad. When my brother and I grew up, that's what they had for everything for every Halloween. And my brother and I have continued on the tradition, and, well, we broke tradition this year because daughter was over last Wednesday and asked my wife, she says, "You're not having chili tomorrow for dinner, are you?" And my wife says, "Why?" And she says, I've eaten chili for the last four nights. I don't want to see another bowl for a while." So we ended up having hot dogs and salads and chips and dips and that stuff for everybody that came over. My daughter has and family, and then she has three other couples and their kids come because they all live out, like many, out where the houses are sparse, so they come out to Grandma and Grandpa's house here and go through our subdivision to get their candy. So, all right, last up on the list here, and then we'll do another station break. KEA-QCO, go right ahead, Fred.
Good evening, Ron, and everyone on the net. I didn't get any leaves done myself this weekend. I was up doing some hunting, but this coming weekend is my last weekend before I get into the rifle hunting, and a couple of weekends there I'll be out of town, so I have to get as much as I can up this coming weekend. So with that, I'll say back to Nat. This is KE8-QCO.
All right, Fred, that's one thing I never got into. My family, my dad wasn't, well, he was a hunter when he was young in his 20s, but he had a little problem. Him and his brother went out hunting one time, and back before they required hunter's orange and all of this other stuff, and they were out in the woods, and somebody took a shot at them, and they hit the turf and waited, and they stood back up. Somebody else took a shot at them again. So they ended up crawling about a mile out of the woods. The guy, again, was just shooting at anything that moved. And so after that, they said, "We're done with hunting." At this point, it was on somebody's land, and somebody was out there. And again, that wasn't back in the 50s or whatever, so 40s and 50s. So they said, "We're done with hunting," and my brother and I never got into it. So, like to go fishing, but never got into the hunting aspect. All right, this is Ron, KC8YVF, for the Savara Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now.
K8DAC, repeater Saginaw.